Hello, hello?
Hello?
Hello, is anyone out there?
It's a mom's night out.
Welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday.
Whoop, whoop. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, ladies.
Wine tastes good.
My glass is very large tonight. I'm not sure why.
Having a baby glass.
Which I'll probably refill. So,
guys, I was trying to talk on the Instagram stories today, and for somebody who sure can talk, it is very hard to talk on Instagram stories.
It's hard to be prompted.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, okay, go. I'm going to talk.
I think I tried 14 different times and I didn't say anything.
Oh, I know. I feel you on that. It's so hard.
I feel like Kat and Nat do such a good job of that.
They do.
Like, how are they doing it? They also always look amazing.
I was just going to say that.
Like, I'm like,
how do you always look that good?
Yeah. Which brings me to a point. I wasn't thinking about this, but we should probably plug this on the episode.
What
we're doing on May 9th.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast.
No, we have not.
Okay. Obviously, a lot of our listeners follow us on social media. Guys, Kat and Nat are letting us host their VIP pre-party to their show in Boston on May 9th at the Wilbur Theater, not the hotel. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about that?
Oh my God. It's like, I still don't think it's real.
No, I don't.
I know.
It's insane.
Okay. So you know how their Facebook got hacked? They were talking about it on social media. I almost wanted to message them and be like, wait, is this real? Did your Instagram get hacked?
Oh my God.
Because guys, imagine. We're like chatting with them on the Instagram. They're like our new besties.
I cannot.
I actually can't wait to meet them in person.
I feel like we're going to go out after.
I mean, yeah.
That's the plan. I've already prepared Bryce for the next day.
2 a.m.
Oh, that was smart. I need Bryce, to do that.
He scheduled a vet visit at 9 a.m. And I go,
absolutely
thank
not.
Thank you so much for scheduling that. But I won't be able to take Coco. You're going to have to do it.
I'll be hungover in bed.
Yeah. No, but I'm so excited.
They're honestly amazing. And I think, like, let's take a minute to shout them out. Kat and Nat, we love you guys. Thank you so much for allowing us to be included in your show, like, as a pre-show.
And we always talk about women that, like, turn around and reach their hand out to help pull other women forward. And, like, what a fantastic example. Like, they are taking a chance on us.
I know.
To do something really big.
Don't mess it up.
We won't mess it up. It's a lot
of
pressure.
How amazing is that? They are like living and breathing. Like, I hope that, you know, one day we find as much success as them and we do return the.
They've made it.
They're women.
They're doing it right. I agree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. No, it is. They're such role models.
Okay. Wait, so get your tickets.
Get your tickets, guys. We can bring lots of friends with us. They're free. Just sign up on Eventbrite. We've been posting the link. Make sure you have your name there. And we're going to get into the show early. It's going to be amazing. You can drink with us, hang out with us. And then Kat and Nat are doing a Q&A in the theater before the show.
Yeah.
So you get to interact with them, which is so cool.
So cool.
Ah! Okay. We kind of went down a rabbit hole and I wasn't really planning on doing that.
No, it's good.
Good. Okay. I have something that I want to talk about before we get into the episode.
Okay.
Do you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I do not.
You don't?
Oh.
No.
Oh, I feel like you'd like it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Just add it to my list.
You'd like it. I think Bryce would like it. Mm. Do you like it?
Yeah. Like, I like Larry David. I think he's funny.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. So this brings me to what I wanted to talk about. I have a theory in life. I'm naming it the Larry David theory.
Oh, okay.
Is this like a Katie Santorelli like thing?
Basically.
Okay.
I was thinking about it the other night when John and I were watching Larry David, and then I was talking about it with some coworkers who don't like Larry David. And so I think there are two types of people in this world. You either like Larry David or you cannot stand him. And hear me out. If you like Larry David, it's because you are Larry David.
What?
And maybe you're not Larry David openly, but he's inside your head.
Like, you're constantly having weird conversations with yourself?
Well, like, don't you? Okay. Watch Curb. I know. Mandy can't contribute. I should have given you this homework. but think about it. Like, Larry David just says exactly what he's thinking in his head all the time.
Yes.
Like, he will argue with people. He calls people out. Like, when people do weird things, he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And
yes,
I think he's hilarious. And I'm always like, These are the things that I want to say to people.
Well, I don't want to ever say them to people, but it's definitely what's going through my head. I'm definitely thinking them.
Right?
At all times.
Okay. So perfect example is like I was at Starbucks the other day and this guy who was making my coffee sneezed. Wait. Right?
Oh,
he was making my coffee. He sneezed.
Wait.
He like wiped it off on his hands and then wiped his pants, didn't wash his hands, just kept making my coffee and then delivered it to me. You guys, and my point is, like, I was freaking out on the inside. I still drank the coffee like a lunatic.
No,
yeah, I did. Petey. But Larry David would have been like, excuse me, what are you doing? Like, you just sneezed all over my coffee, right? No. And that I wanted to say that.
Wait, and also, where was your, like, co-friend Larry David, like the Jerry Seinfeld in that moment? Because I had an awkward Starbucks coffee where someone picked up and walked out with my coffee and came back and in front of me returned it. And they were like, oh, I was like, oh, they're like, is Jennifer here? I'm like, me. And I was like, wait. And this woman next to me, I was like, wait.
Like,
and I didn't, I hesitated.
Cyanide in that coffee.
The Jerry Seinfeld next to me was like, put that back down. She's like, go with, you were going to say something. I was like, yeah, I was going to say, you need to make me this coffee again.
Dude, right?
You needed that in your moment.
I know. So that's my theory. And some of my colleagues were like, I can't stand Larry David. He's so annoying. Like every episode, I'm like, why is he having this argument? And I'm like, no.
Really?
Yeah. So there's two types of people in this world.
I'm going to watch.
Mandy, you're a Larry David guy.
Did you like Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. I'll come into the group chat later.
Okay. Okay. Test it out, guys. Let us know. Do you like Larry David or can you not stand him? I really think that's a thing.
All right.
Okay. Putting it out there.
Okay. Speaking of like Larry Davidisms, it kind of goes along with the episode, right?
I'm following.
Mandy likes when there's a flow to the episode. Yeah,
she needs a thread.
I need the thread.
Okay, so tonight we wanted to talk about triggers, and you guys all know this is coming because we posted a text box. Let me tell you, the people are triggered.
I have never seen such engagement.
It's amazing.
So we picked our favorites that we will walk through. But before we do that,
I mean, I feel like we should get right into it. Before we start, I just want to say trigger's a buzzword right now, right?
Yes.
Jenny, do you want to read us the actual definition of a trigger so that the people know?
Yes. By definition, a trigger is to cause an intense and usually negative emotional reaction in someone.
Yeah.
That's when you trigger someone.
And usually it's like the past experience. It just like brings it all up and you kind of get that. Ooh.
Yeah. Past traumas. Triggers are caused by past traumas, right?
Yeah.
And so.
And ours are going to be like light. Funny triggers.
Light.
So do you guys have any triggers?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I have a lot.
I mean, I have a lot of triggers, but should we talk about your like number one trigger?
Yeah. But I shared it two episodes ago. Was it two episodes ago?
Yeah, it'd be two.
It was in our busy culture episode.
Yeah. No, it was last episode. Oh, yeah. Two episodes.
Yeah. And I feel like I went off a little bit, but y'all are going to hear me again. My biggest trigger that just irks me beyond is when someone says to me, I don't know how you do it all. And let me remind all the listeners, as well as you two. You two said to me, wait, because I was like, I think it comes from a negative place. Like, yes. I think there's like a nudge in there where someone's sort of like giving it to me.
Yeah, we need to unpack
that. I want to unpack like, no. that. Yeah.
And I think that is, in fact, a little. Like,
okay, so I want to challenge you on that because after our busy culture episode, I was chatting with a girlfriend who was like, by the way, I don't think I say I'm busy to like be successful. I think I really am busy. We like had a whole conversation about
it. Yeah, like you're not like putting the fluff in there. You just truly have been busy.
Yeah. And so then we started talking about how you kind of felt like it was a nudge. She was like, and that was shocking to me. Like, I think of that as a compliment. Like, and sometimes I say it to you. This person doesn't have children. She's in a different phase of life right now. And she says it to me like, I don't know how you do it all. And she was like, I mean that as a compliment. So yeah. I want to challenge you. Like, why do you think it's a nudge?
Okay. I've really never unpacked this, like, to this degree before. We got
to
go back.
Yeah. To a,
I feel like I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
No, I wonder, to your point, if I feel like if it's a nudge from somebody who's like at the same phase of life as me.
You're like, why are you asking me this? Because yeah. You know.
Like, you know. Oh. So that feels like a nudge. But then somebody who's maybe not in the same phase of life.
Yeah,
maybe they,
because they think of it. She said, when I say that to you, I hope you know I'm meaning it as a compliment. Like, oh. I actually can't imagine how you do all the things you do in a day.
Maybe I need to take it down a notch and not get so offended when people say
yeah, it. Well, it's hard when something triggers you. It's hard to then, I think, not have it trigger you.
Yeah, yeah. Look internally and be like, wait, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
And we're not therapists, so we're actually, we're going to acknowledge the problem and then we're going to go to our therapist for help.
Wait, but why can't you say if you're feeling like impressed with something that someone rattles off that they're doing, don't say, oh my gosh, how do you do it all? Like, engage them on what cool thing they just said.
I agree with that.
That you think is awesome.
Like what you would rather them say, wow, you're crushing it.
Or maybe you don't have to say it like that, but you could be like, you know, I don't know. Maybe they have a question about the podcast. Maybe that's what they're referring to, and be like, have a question or say like something
just ask
nice
the real
about
question.
The podcast.
Yeah. Get to the point.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, wow, I can't believe you have a full-time job and you do the podcast.
Yeah. When do you find the time to do it? Because that's probably what you're really thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's after bedtime.
Say what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Mean. Don't be passive aggressive.
Yes.
Okay. We just unpacked it.
Guys, thanks.
You don't like passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
You like directness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
Done.
Okay. Let's solve
Send
another
me your
problem.
Invoice.
Okay. I don't know if this one can be solved. I just don't like the word trigger. I feel like it's everywhere. And then just even hearing the word trigger.
Triggers you.
It triggers me. It really does. I can't stand it. But like in terms of a real trigger that really bothers me is when somebody that you haven't seen in a while be like, they'll say something and be like, oh, but you wouldn't know that. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh,
like that. I'm always like, okay, we're done here. And there's probably a reason I haven't seen you.
Yeah. Like if they say that, that feels like, so again, hi,
passive aggressive.
Like,
passive aggressive.
Well, okay, that feels like a dig.
Guys, there's a theme here. Passive aggressiveness triggers us.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like mine's right on trend then.
Wow.
Mine is, and you guys know this, and I feel like some people are going to listen to this and be like, oh, shit.
We're going to get a lot of DMs tomorrow.
I said this to Katie once. When people say LOL, especially in all capitalized LOL via text, out of context. Like something that is not funny. By the way, I say LOL to you guys all the time when something is actually funny and we're laughing.
That's a trigger.
Or LMAO, I'm like, laugh my fucking ass off. So, I don't know if you knew that's what I was saying. My
help. But that, all these Gen Zers are like, that's actually not a phrase we use anymore.
I'm old, but I do that.
What was one of those words for old, ancient? What was the,
I don't remember.
Those buzzwords?
Jeez.
Anyway, okay, keep going.
But I'm like, why are you saying LOL? It's not funny. And I feel like it's basically a way of saying, fuck you. Like, what's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
I just said something to you that was like nice and you said, or that was like an opinion that I have and you just said, LOL.
All of these were nudges.
Yeah, they're passive aggressive actions. So wow,
this is like a therapy session. I know. I'm proud of us guys.
We are
but you're
all
right.
triggered
this
by
is
that.
Like probably from prior traumatic experiences that
people being passive aggressive in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we just shared with you our number one triggers, but we asked the Instagram followers for their triggers. And let me just tell you guys.
The people are triggered.
I love it. I'm here for it.
It's amazing. And honestly, I never felt so seen before. I was like, wow, that triggers me too.
I agree.
I think all of these. Yeah, I was reading them and I was like, oh, yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's that one triggers me.
And stuff that I didn't think of too. So let's read them.
Yeah.
Let's start. Let's go through the list and we're going to read them to you. These are from you guys.
Yeah, I'll go through so this is in the parenting category. So when someone says, oh, you're their safe space. And this is in reference to if somebody's justifying a kid acting out at home, but not necessarily at school. And this came from a school teacher.
Oh yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. I could see that's a, yeah.
I feel like I've said that before though, so I'm super sorry. Like you're trying to make someone feel better about their kid acting out, and you're like, no, they just safe space. Feel safe with you.
I'm just not going to be able to say anything.
I'm never saying
now.
That again. okay, how about this one? As a mom of a newborn, people saying you need to sleep when the baby sleeps.
Oh, that one I used to bother me.
Hate that one.
Mostly, not helpful.
No, it gave me more anxiety.
Yeah, and also, I'm not sleeping when my baby sleeps. I'm doing laundry. I'm scrolling the social medias. I used to hate that.
I'd be like, you know what would be helpful? If you brought me a dinner. Or like offered to come over and hold the baby so I can shower.
Yeah.
Like, let's do something helpful.
Yes.
Not a dumb thing.
Mandy, mic drop moment.
Right?
Okay. Next one.
Not having another baby.
You just wait. From moms with older kids excusing their own questionable parenting.
Oh my God. That one ticks me off too.
I also hate that one.
Yeah.
That's like people, a one-upping.
Yeah. People with older kids.
Yeah.
And so I remember that. And now when people have babies and they're telling me, they're like, oh, it's so hard. Mm. I will never say that to someone. You know, so you might want to say, just wait until your seven-year-old tells you that she hates you. but you don't want to tell them that. No. You're like, you know what?
Every stage is different.
Yes.
You know what good advice I received recently? That you should always take a deep breath before responding to somebody in that moment and acknowledge where they're at so that they feel heard and that you're listening to them. Wow. So I'm just going to leave that with everyone for a moment. Because all of these young moms
to me?
Submitting these... triggers. I'm like, that could be solved by someone just being like,
you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really hard.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry you're, you know, not sleeping, or I'm so sorry you're having this hard time with your toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good advice.
Guys, wow. We'll keep going. Actually could be
we got
therapists.
A lot more to get through.
Okay. Judging kids that are wild or misbehaving without knowing them or their background.
Ooh. Yes. This triggers me too.
Yeah. Especially because there can be moments where a kid is just having a rough day. Like, just let them be. They are kids.
I agree. And I also feel like, to this listener's point, like, you never know what some kid is going through.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you don't, there could be something happening at home that's a hardship for them. There could be, you know, a learning thing happening. And I feel like we do this pretty well. And we always say this, like, kids are off limits. Like, I feel like a real housewife saying that.
No, it's true.
Kids are off limits.
We're prepping. Like,
true.
Girl, you want to come for me, like, no problem. But, like, kids are off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Yep.
This is a good next one.
When people without kids tell you how they'd parent.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
That actually, I didn't realize it until I read this.
Jen just crippled up the
I've never
agenda.
Seen Jen, so. Yeah.
It really pisses me off.
Tell us how you feel.
I really hate that one.
Yeah, it's rude. It's like, dude, you don't have kids. How do you know?
No. Like, shut up. Yeah. Sit down and shut up.
I like that. It's almost like one of those just wait comments.
Yeah.
Fire back and trigger at them.
Yeah, I hope karma gets them.
Okay. How about this? When moms sarcastically say mother of the year when they are referring to themselves.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I probably that said that before.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, you're like I guess that's a funny overplayed joke.
Yeah. No, it's overplayed for sure. Is that okay to give them when feeding your baby's food? That one's triggering. Do you remember the amount of times people are like, are you going to cut that? Are you sure they can eat that?
Oh, God, I know. Like, hi, I got this.
I'm like, yeah.
Are you going to cut those grapes into fourths?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's get out of here.
Ma'am?
Throw the knife at you.
Okay, and the final one. Under the parenting section, when someone comments on childcare, for example, a friend saying a three-year-old is the perfect age to start sending your kids to preschool, said to a full-time working mom who has sent their kids to daycare starting at 6 months.
I really relate to this.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, do you remember?
I think we all do.
Yeah, we all sent our kids to daycare. I mean, I sent my kid to daycare at 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Leo was a COVID kid, so he was home for a while, and then Hendrix, I think I did 6 months as well. Listen, like, this is what I say back to that mom. your kids love you just as much as the woman who said that to you's kids love them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know the difference. And by the way, I challenge that because I think daycare is incredible for socialization.
Oh, yes.
And for, you know, learning. And yes. Think about all the things your kid does in daycare that you're not doing at home. I'm not digging the stay-at-home moms, but like, I'm doing laundry. I'm going to Target with my iced coffee. I'm a better
person not being around my children.
Yeah.
24/7.
That's a very, very hard job.
Yeah. Stay-at-home mom.
I actually don't think I could do that.
It's a hard job. And so I'd also say to that mom that wrote that in, that's not about you. That woman that said that to you, she's feeling insecure about her choice.
Yes.
And so take that with a grain of salt.
All
right. I also love that Mandy categorized all of these. So she did parenting. We're on to the next category, marriage.
Marriage.
Okay. So this one is a good one. This one is good. When people that aren't married talk about marriages. Mic drop.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you've never been married. Maybe you're not currently married. I'm sorry. Don't comment on my marriage or a different marriage. You have no idea.
Yeah. I think we'll just leave it at that. Mic Sit drop. Down. Sit down and shut up.
Sit down and stay home.
Yeah. This is another one. When somebody says, oh, wow, your husband can't handle that. When this particular listener was like, when she goes on work trips, people say that to her.
Like with the kids and stuff,
right? With the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? That also makes me think, I always get triggered when people are like referring to when the husbands are watching the kids or the dads are watching their kids as referring to it as babysitting. Yeah.
You can't babysit your own kids, no, girl.
Does not.
It took two to make the baby.
Yep. They are not babysitting.
It takes like, two to watch.
No,
the kids.
I'm sorry. Their dad is watching them. It's a normal yeah. It's a normal parenting thing, guys.
Right? Yeah.
In this day and age.
Or like dads get all the credit when they're like have all the kids. Oh. Like people have been like, oh my yeah. God, John's so amazing. Dad. He's always taking the kids. I'm like, yeah, they're his kids.
Yeah, like what did you expect?
Yeah. Like
what? Like wait, what?
Good job, babe, but like, sorry.
Okay, the next topic that we got a lot of comments
oh,
on.
Oh, God.
A lot. This was maybe the number
Which
one. We can't
I didn't
even read
see.
Them all.
I didn't even see this coming. I don't know if you two did, but no. I didn't see this category coming when we initially.
No, I did not.
Me neither.
But it came.
It came and it came hard. Mother-in-laws. Okay, first one. When my mother-in-law corrects my parenting or assumes I'm not doing something correctly.
Oh, okay. My comment to that would be like, ma'am, I live with your child. I'm gonna question some of the things that you did.
Some of your parenting.
Yeah, that's a funny comeback, right?
Yeah, that is actually very funny.
I saw that on the TikTok. I can't take credit for it.
I feel like there's a lot of good wisdom on the TikTok.
Wait, this one is so funny.
I spit out like my water reading this one.
This one is anything my mother-in-law asks me.
It's so true. And listener, that's like all they put in there and it was gold.
Girl, we gold. Love you. That was you win for trigger of the night.
Award. Collect it later. All right. And then we got like just a bunch of others. So I had to make an other category.
I love you, Mandy.
Yeah. What?
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Okay. When people say everything happens for a reason.
Oh God.
What?
But does it?
No, it doesn't. But people
not always. Not
people got to tell themselves that sometimes.
Yeah.
So okay.
I can appreciate it, but yeah, that's annoying. When you don't want to hear it, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Next one.
Nope.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's triggering for me.
That cut me deep.
That's a dig.
I'm like, well, you made me feel that way, so joke's on you.
That's like coming for you.
Well, that's like kind of an FU moment. It's like a fake apology. You're not really sorry. It's like I'm sorry,
it's passive
but,
aggressive again.
Right? I'm sorry, but like there's no buts. If you say sorry, you just say sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. Or a better, let's flip this. I'm sorry I made you feel that way. That's Whoa. Better.
I would take that.
Right?
That's not as triggering.
That's what I mean. Like if you made them feel that way. So if you were like, I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
Yeah.
That wasn't my intent. Like, that's a better delivery. Not, right. I'm sorry you feel that way. I didn't feel that way on my own.
People need to start taking accountability for the things they're saying and doing.
Oh, there's none.
There's none.
No one does anymore. No,
none.
This one was an interesting one that came through. It says, people who continually post about the money they have by showing the most asinine shit.
I think any influencer, most influencers, sometimes I'm like, well, okay.
And then this user followed up with, I appreciate. She's like, I'm not talking about you guys. I was like, am I posting asinine shit? I don't think so.
Like, I wish I was. I'm slinging the Target.
I'm slinging organization bags
from the Amazon
for packing.
Why do I put the in front of everything?
I don't know.
But I did. I did order those bags, and they are amazing.
Right. You're welcome.
Yeah. They're great. Okay. Also, in the other category, people assuming that you or your child's name has a nickname when you've introduced yourself or your child with the full name.
Oh, did this come in?
Later.
Like, oh, yeah. I missed
it. And I know the listener who submitted it, and she has like a name that could take several nicknames with it. And that's got to be so annoying because she always does introduce with her full name. And can you imagine being like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. And then somebody coming back with like a nickname for that name.
Okay. So it would be like, for instance, like you're like, yeah, like, we can hi, I'm Amanda. And they're like, oh, hey, Mandy.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, I said my name's Amanda.
Or like if you were like, hi, my name's Jennifer. Yeah, and they're like, Jen.
Yeah. Okay, so I get this sometimes with Katie, which is really interesting. Yeah. I'm like, hi, my name's Katie. That's my name, and that's usually a nickname. So people will just start calling me Kate. I'm like, no.
They do?
Yeah.
So they're abbreviating.
Usually adults and older generations. Like they can't understand that my full name is Katie because it's technically a nickname.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, Kate. I'm like,
No. Yeah, Katie. Weird.
Okay, so I appreciate that, guys. Well, this is funny, too, because you guys know my daughter's name is Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And I nicknamed her PJ. It's for her middle name, her first name and her middle name. And I call her PJ. But at school, people don't know her as that. She's Presley. And it's funny. Her friends know that she doesn't like PJ.
Yeah.
So I think you have to go by what people introduce themselves as.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I agree.
Can't just give a random nickname.
Yeah, especially a new person.
I agree. Do I have to call her Presley?
No.
I know, right? When you said that, I was
call her PJ. I know. No, it's fine. It's funny. It's really like with peers that she doesn't like
Yeah,
it.
I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to ask her next time.
All right. And so we also added a few of our own because you guys killed it. Like, wow, the people are triggered. That was a lot. And
I love it.
I related to all of those, truly.
Oh, for sure.
There wasn't one that I felt like I can't do it.
No, I was like, I'm triggered all day, I guess.
Right? And you hate that word.
I know.
But we added a few. You want to read through them?
I'll start with the first one. Thumbs up when texting.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hate that.
But that one, I feel like there was like a movement to stop doing it. Right?
Yeah. And the people that don't listen, like, you're a real asshole.
Yeah, I hate it.
I just feel like it's like the thumbs up. It's like,
okay.
I feel like old people do it and I don't get offended, but people our age, right? Like if you're thumbs upping me, you're being a dick.
People use it at work on work chat.
What?
Yeah, at my work.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they being rude or are they being
a little reaction thing? Yeah. Yeah. On like Teams, you can do like the thumbs up.
Okay. I just thought of one that's not on the list. How about when people leave their texts on red?
That triggers you?
Hey guys, I'm a green guy. You have to explain that to me.
Okay, so if you have iPhone, you can... Mandy! Oh my God! If you have iPhones, you can have it when you get a text or when you read a text, it can tell the other person read at and it'll tell the time that you read it at. And so sometimes I think people don't know they have that on. Most people know they have it on, and I feel like they think it's a power play, right? What? And so recently I had a work situation, someone I hadn't talked to in a long time. I messaged them about something and they left me on read and never responded. And I'm like, yeah, you think that's a power play, dude?
Wait, are these people
you
idiots?
Are a jerk.
Wait.
Yeah. Like they want you to see that they read it. They want to leave no doubt in your mind that they read it and they're not responding.
Oh, he read it and did not respond.
Yeah. So I think, again, it's passive aggressiveness. Like just say, hey, we don't have anything to talk about here. Don't turn on your red receipts so that I can see that you read it and then not respond. It is so rude.
I don't think I anyone I text has.
Oh, I have a gaggle of people who have read receipts.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right.
My mind is blown.
We kind of talked about this, well, a couple weeks ago as one of our episodes. People telling you that they are busy. Like, join the club, guys. Yeah. You haven't listened to
get
that
in
episode,
line. Busy go, culture.
Go back and listen to it. Yeah. Busy or bust. Busy or bust.
You got episodes to catch up on.
Yeah.
How about people telling you something triggers
them? Oh.
Yeah. Well, we know that that's bothersome to Mandy, but I agree. It's like the term, I know this is our episode title, but like the term feels like it's getting a little overused, yeah, right? Or so I think what
yeah,
bothers
it's being
us
overused
is when people, if you have someone in your life who constantly is bringing it up, they're like,
that triggers me.
You're triggering me. That's triggering me. Like some, a particular person who's overusing it.
Or maybe they just have a lot of like drama in their life.
Unresolved
maybe
drama.
Maybe they were ahead of the deal time.
Girl, you need a pack.
They had all this. They had this whole list because I feel like now I'm very triggered.
Right?
Girl, you, triggers.
Girl, you need a therapist. Okay. And last one. This was a big one for me. I wrote it in all caps. Mansplaining.
That's an appropriate last one.
Yeah.
Right?
Holy smokes.
You get mansplained a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like at work and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fast way if you're an agency partner to get fired.
True story.
Okay. So I recently got mansplained about why someone was mansplaining me. I say this with,
oh my God,
with love. It's someone that like is really a close friend. And I was like, I feel like you're mansplaining me.
You call them out?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, when you say this to me and tell me exactly what to do, it feels like you're mansplaining me. And this person was like, wait, no. Here's how I'm looking at it. Weren't you an athlete? Like I'm the coach and I'm like explaining to you how to
wait,
do something.
Was it Mike?
No. I would tell you if it was Mike.
Mike, you're safe.
But he was like, I'm the coach and I'm telling you how I think you should do something and I don't think that you don't know. I just feel like my role is to be coach. And I was like, oh, thank you for sharing that. I can okay, change my perspective.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, don't tell me what the next step in this negotiation is. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like mansplaining. I mean, no one does. No one does.
Right? Men. Guys, are you listening? Stop mansplaining.
They're not listening.
They're not.
They're not. They're not. There's 16% of them are listening.
Which is actually pretty, that's pretty good. Like
my husband.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Husbands, don't mansplain.
All right. I think we have one final category because this is a mom's night out. And there were some mom triggers that we had come up with that weren't covered by the listeners. Mine in particular is because I have two girls. I do not have a boy. And I feel like whenever people ask if I'm going to have a boy, I just find that so annoying and so triggering. I'm like, oh, what? Like, stop.
Yeah, that is annoying. Also, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah, it's a weird comment. Yeah. Like, I want to be like, hey, what if I didn't want a boy? Like what? Like what?
Yeah, girls rule, boys drool. And
I just think it's so rude.
It really is. I have both sexes now. So like but I agree. When I had just a girl, people would say, do you hope you're going to have a boy? And I was like, no.
No, actually, I just want a healthy baby. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's weird. Very weird.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't get to choose that. I mean, I guess in certain circumstances you could, but.
Yeah.
But anyway. You know, people are just projecting.
How about when people say to you, like when you're out and they're like, enjoy it while you can.
I'm like, I am enjoying it right now.
Yeah.
What's that, have you guys seen like that meme where it's like somebody says like, oh, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And the person's like, enjoy it while you can. I forget it. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
I'm not explaining it well.
But also this just made me think of one that's missing that someone had wrote in about. And this was one of mine too. How about when people say, you look like you have your hands full?
Did we talk about that one? Maybe not.
I don't think we did. That one sends me over the edge. Yeah, I do have my hands full, and you are not helpful right now.
Would you mind holding the door open for me? Thank you very much.
Yeah. And don't you find that like older people say it all the time? Yes. Like it's always old people that are like, you look like you have your hands full. I'm like, you don't even know.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm having to respond to that stupid comment. It's not something I need to waste my time.
But I also try to not get triggered by elderly.
Because
everything they say
is triggering.
Fucking annoys me.
Yeah, they have no filter.
Sorry. Okay, so what's a good comment back to that to combat that?
I shouldn't say that. That was really unkind of me to say.
Jen's on fire tonight.
I love it.
No, because Mike is always like, Jen, you never know how to handle older people and like the comments they give you. Because Mo was like, that was inappropriate. That was sexist. That was like racist. Like, I just never know how to handle it.
If somebody says that, I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep.
You're like, sure do.
And I'm like, get out of here, kids. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what do you say back to that? We need to, guys, write in and tell us, like, what's your best way to combat someone saying.
If someone said, it looks like you have your hands full, I'd be like, you think? Or like something to just make them laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody's got a really good witty answer out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone write in and tell us.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. The last one on here is, or at least the next one on here is really any unsolicited mom advice. Don't need it. Didn't ask for it. Don't want it.
I agree.
Yeah. Really, truly.
You know, it was funny. I was at a client tour the other day and this guy was saying that his baby wasn't sleeping and he was like, it's so brutal. And his broker and myself were both moms of three. And so I was like, girl, you got any good advice? And we were both like, we're not going to tell you advice.
Nope.
No. We were like, you know what?
You'll figure it out.
We don't have any advice. Like, good luck and Godspeed. And I feel like sometimes you just have to be like, dude, that sucks so bad. And I could think of 20 things that I did that helped me and they're probably not going to help you. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I know.
Your point about acknowledging it.
Yeah, it's so important. Making people feel heard and understood,
right? Mm-hmm. And just like taking a breath and being like, wow, dude, that sometimes like I feel like you have to be like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah,
that does suck.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, that sounds really hard,
right?
And like imagine how good that must feel for the person hearing it. They feel like,
yeah, like just wanting to be heard and not then somebody trying to solve the problem.
I definitely don't do that enough. So you're like, I'm taking this in and I'm like, wow, I'm gonna make sure. Because I think I'm hearing my husband. He's always like, Katie, be solution oriented. And so like, I feel like sometimes people come from a place where they want to help.
Yes.
But sometimes, like the point is, sometimes people aren't asking for your help. They just want you to listen.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you want me to just sit here and be your sounding board? Or do you want me to try to give you a solution?
Actually, that's a great question to ask a friend. Be like, hey.
Yeah.
Are you looking for advice or are you just looking to vent?
True.
Yeah.
Good call.
What if we started asking our friends that?
I mean, I love it.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I hope that you just want to vent because I would love to just have some wine and vent about it. Like what this whole episode is. We're just venting about our triggers and I love it.
Right? Okay. Guys, so I wanted to end the episode on that note in a positive note, right? So we had an episode a few back and we had a lovely lady and she told us the quote, triggers are glimmers. And I think I was like, yeah, they are. And then we started being like, wait, what does that mean? Triggers are glimmers.
Yeah.
And so I asked
at least three times.
I think Mandy was like, I don't get it. Somebody help me. And we're like, no, triggers are glimmered. If you're feeling triggered, like it's something that you have to work on and heal. Right. But I looked up the definition of a glimmer. Right? Because I think that's important in understanding.
Yes.
Triggers and glimmers. Glimmers are small moments when our biology is in a place of connection or regulation. It cues our nervous system to feel safe or calm. So this glimmer phenomenon recently got some attention on the TikTok, not TikTok, the TikTok. And so like some examples of glimmers include noticing, these were examples that I found on the internet.
The world wide web.
So they're a little cheesy. But it's like noticing a stranger's smile or warmth of a loved one's voice. I'm like, I don't think I've ever done that.
Feeling comforted by a furry friend.
Okay, like you're sitting with your pet and you're like, okay, I love my dog. Like we could put it into real terms.
Yeah.
Or admiring your garden. Okay, like Jenny, when you're like out in your garden in the summer and you're like this moment of peace and bliss, right? Or looking up at the stars in the sky. Or Mandy recently. Saw the eclipse in total.
In totality, we were in the path.
So like, wasn't there a moment during that you were like,
oh yeah, I think I got teary eyed.
Okay.
Aww.
So yeah. That's a glimmer.
It was like
that's
pretty incredible.
Jen, I feel like Jenny, you recently talked about like, I think like Christmas morning or like Easter morning and like that bunny magic on Easter morning.
That's such
a good
one.
And like the Santa Claus magic. Like that's a glimmer. Like sitting there with your cup of coffee. Like
I know.
Being like, holy shit, this is my life. Right?
Yeah.
Like those are glimmers. And so we wanted to flip the script. Like everyone's talking about triggers. Let's start talking about glimmers. And let's like think about those moments more.
Okay.
I like
that. It's a little cheesy.
It is super cheesy, but I don't know.
This is off brand for us.
Positivity. And listen,
I do like that. I like, let's project positivity.
Yeah.
Like
find the things.
Find the glimmers.
That bring joy.
Yeah. So like, can you guys, I know I just named a bunch of yours, but like, can you like name a glimmer that you've had in the past year where you like really like the moment took your breath away or not even took your breath away, but you were like, wow, okay, this is it.
A lot of mine are on the kids. Like I think just seeing new experiences and them experiencing something for the first time. So. And like that pure just joy and like the smiles in their faces. Like I think about it now and I'm like, oh, aww. You get that smile. Like it's just magical to see them experiencing the world.
Right. So imagine if we just like focused on those moments more.
Okay. See what you did there.
What's yours?
A recent glimmer.
Yeah.
Today was my little guy got tubes in February and his speech has been really delayed and he's starting to pick it up. Like every day he picks up more words and he's been having a really hard time with Marin. And today he said, Mare. I know. I almost lost my shit.
That was his first time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he hugged her. He was like, Mare. She was the last one to wake up this morning and she came downstairs and he was like, Mare. And I was like,
So that was a glimmer.
It was sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like I was thinking about this and we just named a bunch, but like a glimmer for me was like when we would be like out on the boat, just like, you know, just sitting there as a family, like out on the boat, like no one around, just the five of us and like the kids laughing and happy. Like that's like a moment that stands out in my mind.
Yeah, and it's like nice. Whenever you're starting to feel a little bit down, it's like you think about these moments and it's like, okay, I'm good.
Right?
Fills up your cup.
Yeah, so we wanted to leave you guys with that. Sorry to get a little sentimental, but like let's like change the record, right? Like we love to bitch and have a good time and complain, but like let's like make this a positive perspective and let's think about, instead of being triggered all the time, let's get glimmered, girls.
Let's get glimmered.
Oh my God.
All right. Now everyone's
time
like, I'm
to
never.
Go. We got to cheer.
Yeah. They're like, I'm never tuning back in. I got too cheesy.
You know what?
Come back.
Guys, message us a glimmer. I'm going to ask it.
Like, yeah, like that.
A glimmer, right?
Yeah.
You told us your trigger. Now we're going to ask you for a glimmer.
I like it.
Today.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mom's night out.
Good night. Bye.